भगवद गीता 11.17 किरीटिनं गदिनं चक्रिणं च तेजो राशिं सर्वतो दीप्तिमन्तं पश्यामि त्वां दुर्निरीक्ष्यं समन्तात् दीप्तानलार्कद्युतिमप्रमेयम्। कृष्णन अर्जुन इस कंटिन्यूइंग इस डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द magnificent universal form that he is beholding. Earlier he said, Pashyami Vishveshwara Vishwarupa. Oh Lord, I'm seeing you in this majestic form which is the Vishwarupa. And what is he saying in this Vishwarupa? Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam Cha. Kiritinam. Kiriti is a crown. Gadinam Chakrinam Cha. Gadinam refers to Gada. Chakrinam Chakra refers to the disc. So the Lord or the person who is possessing all these things, who is carrying all these things, and he's carrying all these things is pointed to here. Kiritinam Gadinam Chakrinam Cha Tejo Rashim Sarvato Deeptimantam Deeptimantam. It's effulgent, glowing. Tejo Rashim Sarvato. That effulgence is spreading in all directions, is glowing. Pashyami Tvam Durniriksham Samantat. Pashyami Tvam, I am seeing you, but you are difficult to see. Durniriksham, you are not at all easy to see. Durniriksham Samantat. In all directions. Deeptanalarkadyutimaprameyam. Deeptanalarkadyutimaprameyam. Deeptanala is blazing fire. Arka is of the sun. Dyutimaprameyam. Dyuti is the effulgence of the sunshine. It is aprameyam, immeasurable. Prameya is to measure. Aprameyam is that which is immeasurable. So the stress of this verse primarily is that there is light and such blinding light that one cannot see anything. Normally we talk about blinding darkness. If the place is dark, then we have to grope ahead with our hands and we can't see anything. So we say darkness is blinding. But we also talk about brightness being blinding on certain occasions. Say for example, if you are driving a vehicle and then some bigger vehicle with bigger lights comes from the opposite direction and it suddenly flashes its light. The glare in the dark night can become so much that it can blind us. So that is blinding darkness. And such blinding darkness is meant to it's blinding light. We could say blinding brightness, not darkness. So brightness can also be blinding, especially when it is sudden or when it is very, very strong. So Arjuna is conveying that aspect. He's seen the universal form and it is taking some time for him to discern things, just like if we go from a dark place to a light place where the lights are there, or say if we are in a place where power has been cut off and suddenly the power comes and we see light all around, then our eyes take some time to adjust from the state of darkness, from the surrounding state of darkness to the surrounding state of illumination, and during that time it is difficult for us to see. So again, the point is that light can make things difficult to see also. And that is the case here with the universal form as Arjuna is perceiving it. So in the future verses, Arjuna will describe how he is actually perceiving things. And he will describe also which are people he's seeing in the universal form. So his capacity for discernment is there, but that capacity for discernment is slowly coming. because his eyes get adjusted to the light. So in this verse he says that durniriksham samantad, durniriksham. Niriksha means to see, aksha eyes in it. The root I, aksha, which refers to eyes, is there in it. Durniriksha, dur means that is difficult. Durlabha, that is difficult to attain. So durniriksha is that which is difficult to see. Now, something can be difficult to see because it is too small. Sometimes in some text, in some book, the font size is very small, then it becomes very difficult to read it. And sometimes in some insurance papers or some other documents, certain things are written in fine print. So most people don't go about, won't bother to read what is written in the fine print. That's how they often get trapped when those later on the conditions given in the fine print create problems for them. So the point is that something can be durniriksham, something can be difficult to see because it is very small, or it can be something because it is very far. Now say some ship is coming from the distance and the people on the land are trying to make out, okay, whose ship is this? Whose flag is flying on top of that? Is it our flag or is it our enemy's flag? So when something is very far away also it's difficult to discern. But in this particular case it is because it's so bright. It's not that it's too far or it's too small. The universal form is close to Arjuna and universal form is huge. Universal form is huge. But Arjuna is not able to see. Durniriksham is finding it difficult to see because it's so bright. So initially he describes some broad outlines and the contours. Kiridinam gadinam chakrinam cha. He's able to see some things. He's able to see the crown, the chakra and the gada. Now the chakra and gada are typically the ayudha, the paraphernalia of Lord Vishnu. Later on in ours, Arjuna will specifically refer to Vishnu also. So Vishnu is the majestic form of God. And this verse gives a hint that Vishnu is also manifest here. And by talking about the chakra, now Krishna also uses the chakra for fighting. And Krishna is also Sharanagadanva Gadadhara, it is said. He has his bow, Sharanagadanva, and he is Gadadhara. He has a mace also. But usually he does not use these. It is Krishna is, especially Vrindavan, never uses weapons. And Krishna elsewhere doesn't always, especially when he is in the mood of the Mahabharata or the Bhagavatam, he is not specifically carrying around the chakra with him constantly. So unlike Vishnu, for whom chakra is his constant accompaniment, it is not for Krishna. Krishna is a samanda chakra whenever he needs, if he is facing some enemy whom he wants to overcome. But usually Krishna doesn't carry the chakra with him. So here, by referring to the chakra, it's conveyed that, it's a hint is provided that this is Vishnu who is being manifested. Or at least the Vishnu form is one of the many forms that are manifested over here. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha tejo rashin sarvato deeptimantam. So normally if we have a source of light, say if we have bulb, then the bulb itself has light in it, and from there light spreads everywhere. So like that, this universal form is effulgent, and from it effulgence is spreading in all directions. And the closer we are to the bulb, the stronger the light is. So like that, sarvato deeptimantam, in all directions the effulgence is spreading. At this point, the heat from the universal form, or the specifically the burning sensation coming by seeing the universal form or being close to the universal form, they are not talked about at this stage. Later on, there will be a transition in Arjuna's emotion from amazement, confusion to fear. And when that happens, he will also talk about how the fire is blazing and the fire is confusing and fire is disconcerting. But here it is, he's saying primarily that the effulgence is going all around it and the effulgence is blinding. The word dipta comes twice in B and D. Diptimantam and Diptanalarka Ditimaprameyam. Analarka. So both fire and sun are compared over here. Basically the point is to convey the blinding brightness of the vision that Arjuna is seeing. Now this was hinted at earlier when Sanjay said that actually everything Vidhi Bhasatrishi Sasyad Bhasastasya Mahatmanaha. He said that Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhaved Yagapadutita. In the 12th text he has said that if thousands of suns were rising at the same time, the kind of effulgence that would come, that is the kind of effulgence I'm seeing over here. So that same point which was metaphorically stated, here it is further elaborated by saying that it's difficult, the form is difficult to behold because there's effulgence coming from all directions. Arjuna will continue the description in the next verses and we'll discuss them as we move forward. Thank you. Thank you.